Thank you for calling our claim center. Para español, marque el número uno.
For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good morning. Thanks for calling our claims department. My name is Suzanne. How may I help you?
Good morning. I'm calling because I called in last night. I think it was around like 7 o'clock, almost 8. But anyway, I put in for a tow pickup, and basically the tow truck never came, never went to get the vehicle, never called, and I couldn't get back in touch with customer service last night. And now she's basically telling me that the car can't be towed from the location that I'm giving her when I call back.
No problem. More than happy to take a look at that for you. What is the address of the account?
11050 Hearts Road, apartment 702, Jacksonville, Florida, 3221.
3221. I can hear the last number.
18.
Okay, and who am I speaking with today?
Janisha Mancy.
Give me one second. Where's your vehicle at this time? Are you at location?
11107 Atlantic Boulevard. And it's Jacksonville, Florida, 3225.
What is your phone number that you called this dispatch on? 904-947-3743. Do you mind bringing me one moment, please, and take a look at the notes on the account?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for patiently holding. I do apologize for the hold. Just want to make sure that I'm understanding correctly. You said it yesterday that you called for roadside assistance and they set up the service, and then no one came and got the vehicle yesterday?
Right.
Okay. Where was the location of the vehicle when you called yesterday?
The 1107 Atlantic Boulevard.
Is that a dealership?
Yes.
Okay. What phone number did you call on yesterday? The
this number.
Okay. You they're notating yesterday that the services were canceled on your behalf. Is that correct?
No, that's not true. I still have the link on my phone that they sent, and I tried to call the tow company after, because it said I tried to call after like 2.5 hours and never got an answer. I tried to call back customer service, and I sat on hold for like an hour, almost 2 hours.
Because with the policy in itself, I have to reach out to client relation to see why this call was initiated. Were you speaking with an agent yesterday when they set you up for the services?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and reach out to headquarters to let them know what's going on in regards to it. With the policy in itself, it do not allow us to tow from certain areas. So one of those areas are private properties, being the dealership. Is your vehicle completely disabled?
My brakes are bad, and it's too far for me to drive it to where I stay at.
Now, the reason why I'm verifying, they may request to have the vehicle off the lot, get it off the dealership lot itself, and then we send someone out to tow it once it's off their lot, but we're unable to send a provider out to go on private properties. A certain location in the policy in itself doesn't allow us to send a provider to due to liability.
So it's okay for it to be towed there, but not away from there.
That's correct. Because once the vehicle is on their lot, we're not quite sure if there's any liabilities in with that dealership
but
that you may have.
I was told by them that I have to have the car towed off the lot. So, I mean, how could that be a liability? It's a big, wide, open space where they park the cars that have been serviced.
Which is understandable. We just go based off the contract that acceptance still sent to us. Those are the legal terms of things.
Can I see in the contract what is that cars can't be towed from a dealership?
Yes,
or...
Yes, it'll be the terms and exclusion page.
This doesn't make sense. Can you send me?
I'm sorry?
Can I have it emailed to me?
Acceptance have a copy of the contract. They sent it to us and we administer it. Remy, one moment. I'm going to go ahead and get in contact with client relations for them to see why that call was initiated or pull the call itself. Remy, 1 second, please. Thank you so much for patiently holding, Ms. Vinci. I just got off the phone with the client relations department. They've reviewed the notes on the accounts, and they're saying, unfortunately, they're unable to move forward with these services based on the instructions from acceptance directly. The contract doesn't allow these services to be towed from those facilities.
So why are they allowed to be towed there?
The vehicle, it can get dropped off there, but once that vehicle gets on the property for whatever repairs, we don't know what type of liability is there. We just assist with the roadside assistance.
What do you mean they don't know what type of liability is there?
Or obligation, if there's any obligations in regards to repairs or anything of that sort. We're not able to verify that information, so we cannot go on those properties. The vehicle would have to be off their lot altogether.
This doesn't make sense. So it's absolutely, basically nothing I can do. I just have to let my car sit there unlocked.
If the services in itself will be something you pay out of pocket for and can submit for reimbursement consideration.
What?
You can pay out of pocket for someone to tow your vehicle and then submit the invoice for reimbursement consideration.
So I just paid over $1,000 for service, so I don't have the money for it to pay for it to be towed.
In regards to the contract itself, you would have to speak with an agent with the
contract. It's emergency services, not limited services. It says emergency. This is an emergency. The car can't be driven because the brakes are out. So basically, I have to just let
they have to speak with an agent and acceptance in regards to the services because they are not allowing us to do any tone from those type of policy based on the contract.
So I have to call the office?
If they have to speak with an agent if it's acceptance.
Right. I have to call the office or do I need to call the 1-800 number to acceptance?
Either or is fine. It's better to speak with an agent, the local agency.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Did you have